Number 7, from the Office of the Comptroller, requesting authorization to select Bank of America Merrill Lynch as lead bookrunner, underwriter, and Siebert, Bradford, Schenck and Company as co-senior manager for underwriter services for the 2013-14 General Airport Revenue Bond issue.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, we were before you in January asking for permission to issue the airport financing not to exceed amount of $60 million. This item is for the underwriters to sell those bonds. As the introduction stated, it would be Merrill Lynch as Bank of America Merrill Lynch as the senior underwriter with Siebert Bradford Schenck as the co-senior. And we convened a panel, and that's the recommendation from the panel to the comptroller and subsequently to this body.
Any questions, comments? Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So there's some note under selection of underwriter and underwriter's counsel. There's a note about Siebert being an MBE but not a DBE. And then under underwriter's counsel, there's talk about some other firm will be selected by them and with our approval. And I'm just wondering, in either of those capacities, are there local MBEs, DBEs that could provide such a service, particularly in the underwriters council, who's not yet named?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, for investment bankers, the DBE category is not going to be applicable because it's really anathema that would be disadvantaged
big,
financially and be an investment banker. As far as the underwriters council, the county's the Office of the Comptroller is going to have the underwriter select who the underwriters council is. In the RFP, they basically mentioned which ones they would like to work with. We are letting them select because the council is actually representing them.
Okay, so I got it on the DBE side, and I think that's why in the case of Siebert, they're not a DBE, but they are an MBE.
Yes.
Of the ones that they have suggested they might go with on underwriters council, are there any local MBE firms?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, there could be minority-owned underwriters councils that are out there, but like as I mentioned, the selection is going to be that of Merrill. But there are, I think there's maybe one that I could think of.
So I guess I was asking that in the context of the statement that we get to approve their counsel. So it seems it was of interest to me because there must be, even though it's their counsel, for us to have the approval of their counsel, they are sort of a sub of ours, right? So I guess I wanted to know to what extent that desire of ours is recognized by them.
Sure. Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, regarding the county's approval is basically making sure that they pick someone that's qualified. In the proposals that we looked at, we didn't see anyone that wasn't qualified, so therefore felt it was appropriate just to simply let them make the selection of who they felt would best fit what they're doing. There wasn't anyone that was recommended that wouldn't be qualified for the job.
Thank you, Supervisors. Thank you. Supervisor Cullen moves approval of item number 7. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Supervisors Haas.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Cromwell West.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Alexander.
Aye.
Stamper.
Aye.
Cullen.
Aye.
And Mr. Chair.
Aye.
Motion to approve, 8-0.
Item number 9.
We're on 8.
I'm sorry.